Majub Bialtruk, the governor of Jonglei State, suspended the state minister of finance, Abraham Yuek, Tuesday, saying he has no power to overturn the decision of the state lawmakers.
The minister was impeached by parliament. And then I came to confirm it only. Okay. He was impeached by parliament. Okay. Simply like that. I mean, the parliament have a right. If he impeached somebody, the governor doesn't have a right to say it. I will refuse that one.
Some Jonglei state lawmakers say the governor's decisions was long overdue. Amir Ateng, a speaker of the Jonglei State Legislative Assembly, says the finance minister was impeached by the assembly in 2022 for what she calls gross misappropriation of non-oil revenues collected in the state. The assembly then impeached him a second time this week when they reminded the governor.
Our work is to monitor the executive. There are a lot of issues in the Ministry of Finance. There is a corruption. In 2022, we summoned the Minister of Finance to report on the revenue collected in the state. We have a good revenue collection in the state, but the minister failed to report how much the state is collecting.
The Norway-based U4 Anti-Corruption Center says graft has been a pervasive problem in South Sudan since its independence from Sudan in 2011. Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index ranks the country as being among those with the highest level of perceived public sector corruption in the world. Yuek, the suspended finance minister, denies any wrongdoing. He says the governor used the impeachment process to punish him for changes he made in the ministry staffing.
I was doing my job as it was stipulated by the, by the law. I was not acting out of my duties. My suspension is totally retaliation because I suspended the current director general. I suspended the current director general, and on the next day, then the governor went and canceled and reversed my suspension of the director general. And in the afternoon, yesterday on the 17th, he came with a suspension.
In March, the United States State Department imposed visa restriction on several individuals in South Sudan for undermining or impeding a sustainable peace by engaging in corruption that fuels conflict in South Sudan. South Sudan's Information Minister Michael Makui has acknowledged on several occasions that corruption exists in South Sudan, adding that his country is not the only corrupt state on earth. The state governor did not say for how long the finance minister will remain under suspension. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor, reporting from Bor.